Thanks, John. It was a stop-start performance from number 11 Syracuse men's lacrosse in an 11-7 loss to number 12 Duke on Saturday. The Orange had multiple scoreless quarters for the first time all year. This was the fourth game the Cuse failed to score during an interval this season. Head coach Gary Gate thought SU didn't take advantage of its chances.
You know, we had opportunities to keep the runs going, a couple wide open shots, 108 on the crease, and we just didn't finish it. We made the plays.
Well, coach, the Orange shot a little above 30%, which is one of their lowest all season. SU put less than half of its shots on target for the third time this campaign. Syracuse can get on the score sheet more often when it faces number 8 North Carolina at 5 o'clock on Saturday. But the Tar Heels have the 7th best goals against average, giving up just under 10 tallies per contest. Join us for McClure Remodeling Countdown to Faceoff at 4:30. Staying on the turf, number 17 Syracuse women's lacrosse travels to Charlotte for the ACC tournament. The Cuse enters the game as the 6th seed, which is a turnaround from being the number 1 seed last year. The last time SU was seeded lower than 6 was in 2018, where it lost to 2 seed UNC. Syracuse faces 12th ranked and 3rd seed Stanford at 8 o'clock tomorrow. And in the NBA, the Knicks dropped Game 2 of the NBA playoffs to the Pistons in a 100-94 loss yesterday. New York trailed heading into the fourth quarter for the second contest in a row. The Knicks couldn't replicate their 21-point comeback win in Game 1 despite being down by 8 points last night. The series continues in Detroit with tip-off at 7 o'clock on Thursday. Caitlin McDonough, WAER Sports.